This is Grow and Glow Podcast. Yes, I know you know it. Welcome to another episode of Grow and Glow Podcast. I'm glad that you're here listening to my voice right now. I hope my voice is sounding sweet for you today. Please don't mind me. Welcome to another episode of Grow and Glow Podcast. And on this episode, what are we going to be doing? In this episode, as you saw right there, it's going to be about life after university. How is life after university? Is it stressful? Is it annoying? Is it fun? Is it depressing? We're going to know in this episode. So stay tuned because I have special people with me ready to tell us their experiences, give us the vibes, give us stories, and give us lessons and advice on how life is after university. I'm sure you're going to enjoy this episode. So make sure you share this episode and stay to the end. You know, usually the end is what has, it's where the sweetest part is, the end. I don't know why people don't know that part, but the end is where the sweetest part is every time. So make sure you stay to the end. Welcome to Grow and Glow Podcast. Yes, I'm excited to have three of you here with me, my very, very special people. And I'm glad that they're here with me to talk about this very nice and interesting topic, life after university. Life after university. And we would love to know you. So please, each one of you will tell us your name, the course you studied, and any other thing you would love to tell us, any other thing you would love us to know about you. So who is going first? The lady in the house, Vera.
You can actually go first.
Oh yeah, Ebuka, go first.
I think ladies said I should go first.
Okay, my name is Otone Chisom Vera. I graduated from the University of Nigeria, Nsukka, UNN, and I studied food science and technology. Well, I just have passion for cooking. I'm like currently, I'm just developing myself and doing other things.
All right. Thank you. Vera can cook. I want the pictures of the food. That took me somewhere. All right. So, Chukwu Ebuka, you.
All right. Chukwu Ebuka, Prince of Ogoayo. I graduated from Department of Biochemistry, University of Nigeria, Nsukka. And I'm a graphic designer and a public speaker, and I try to help as much people as I can, and I'm constantly working on myself to improve myself. Okay,
that's nice. Yes, Chukwu Ebuka designed something for Grand Group Podcast, and today everybody's asking who did this. It's so fine. Thank you again for that design you did. I love it. I really love it. Oladimeji.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everybody. My name is Oladimeji Olushola. I finished from University of Ilorin, where I studied mass communication. My specialty was advertising and public relations. By the grace of God, I currently work in advertising. I work as a creative copywriter. And what I do is just to create advertising campaigns and just do creative stuff.
Nice. Thank you so much. Ola, the creative guy. All right. Thank you so much for your introductions. Very nice. And okay, this episode is about life after university. Everybody here has graduated except me. Well, true. Sha, okay. Very soon will be my turn. So everybody here has graduated, and I want to ask, how was school life for you? How was it? Was it stressful? Was it depressing at some point? Was it fun for you? Like, were you catching crews all the time? How was school life for you?
School life, can I shoot?
Yes, please.
All right. School life was very, very exciting. You know, I believe I was the best undergraduate when I was in school. So to say, you know. Not because there were any rules at all that I was living by, but because I sort of really, really enjoyed school. I believe that the 4 years I spent in school was a very defining moment for me, because I got to know a lot of stuff. I got to come into my own self as a human being, as a young guy, right? I get to like try a lot of things. Some failed, some do not. I got to understand a lot of people too. Like, you know, while I was at that phase, wasn't looking like a process that I would appreciate. You know, I was just being a guy. I just wanted to, okay, so I was just exploring different things. I tried a couple of things, you know. I did politics. I was a church boy. Like, I was legit a church boy. I was still legit a very, I was still an everybody's boy, you know. I did a lot of things, you know, being an undergrad. It was more like exploring different stuff. So there was a lot for me to do. So while my colleagues are complaining that we are tired of school is calm, University of Lorraine actually is the school that can stress you. But I can just say for like 4 years, it was never like that for me, because for everything that was happening, I just had fun, basically. I made sure I had fun. Although there were very tough days, there were days where things were really, really, really tough, right? But it was very awesome. I'm sure that while the conversation continues, I would be very, very detailed about it.
All right. Wow, that's fun for you. Nice. Chukwuebuka, how about you?
Well, for me, I think university was cool. It was a smooth ride. And by ride, I mean, it's just imagine you're learning how to drive a car for the first time. It's going to be a little bit difficult. Then the moment you start driving well, it's a very smooth stop. So it was like, I think for me, my first year was more stressful than my second year, which was more stressful than for me, school life was just cool. A defining period of my life. I discovered more about purpose. I think I was also a church guy. Everybody knew me. I made sure I was not in a show. Seriously. Mm. I made friends. Even there were times where people thought, hey, you shouldn't be the one reaching out to this kind of people, but then I still reached out, and now I'm enjoying the benefits of it. So school for me was not so school academically and otherwise.
Nice. I think to anybody listening now and at university, just remember that life in university is not just about reading books, even though it should be about reading books. It should be a time to build friendships. It should be a time to develop yourself. I think that's what I'm getting from here. Okay, Vera, how was life for you in school?
Okay, for me, life in school was actually beautiful. Like, I wouldn't lie, it had its own challenges, especially having to do some courses that I didn't like in my first and second year.
Okay.
But regardless, school was really beautiful. I developed quality friendships. I think that's one thing I'm really, really happy about, like leaving school. Like, I developed quality friendship. Me, I'm very, very intentional about my friends. So, like, generally looking back, I'm thankful for the relationships, the friendships that I had and I still have currently. And yeah, I was also a church girl in school, and really, it was really a beautiful experience.
Well, I like this. School was beautiful, but it was still stressful, sure. Me, school is still stressful, and it is nice. Like, we thank God for school. It's not that bad. So, everybody has graduated, and now we are, can I say, in the real life. How do you put it? The real world. No, they will say there's a world outside the university. So, everybody is there right now because you've graduated. So now, what's one myth you've heard about life after university? Like, what's one thing you've heard that they said, oh, when you leave school, so-and-so will happen to you. Or when you leave school, this must happen to you. Has anything like that happened to you? Tell us what it was or what it is.
I would like to go first. You know, let me just give a very background talk, right? I'm very excited about this conversation to start with, because I know that there's a lot of issues. There's a lot of issues with schooling after school, and in fact after anything, after NYC, after marriage, after your first baby. There's always a lot of questions around that. So first of all, I would like to say that I'm very grateful for the kind of course I did. I think it was divine, sort of. Because for me, I realized at some point in my life that while I was in school, that I don't think I like reading like that. No, I read. So I got to have a lot of my course at some point, like, was a lot more practical. Not a lot, but at least a significant part of it became practical. So we'll go on the field, you know, we're doing some stuff on the field, some practical stuff, all of that. So now, so it really built me a lot. Like even while in fellowship, right, I attended RCF. RCF is the biggest fellowship on campus. I think my RCF in school then is one of the biggest RCFs, RCF in probably Nigerian campuses. So it was a very big fellowship, right? And one of my goals at the time was to make sure that I knew everybody in the fellowship. The fellowship is very big. Okay. So I didn't know every single person in the fellowship. And so that is, I think I achieved that. There's no way if I see you, I don't know your name.
Wow.
Right. So a lot of persons, and I dance a lot. So if you see me, you can never ever be sad. I wanted to make everybody happy by some of the things I did. Not because I was trying to please people, right? But because I just felt like a lot of things could be easier if we make things easy for ourselves. So that was more like a goal I had at the time, right? And I think I achieved it to a large extent. So people never take me serious because I don't look like a serious person. Like, you can never catch me so often that I don't even think. Because legit, I don't look like it, right? I don't look like it. Fast forward to the time when we graduated, people were shocked that I came out what I came out with. Nobody was expecting that I would. Because I don't like I look like a dollar dude. You know, but you know when you most likely never catch somebody sitting down to read. And is that by the way? So now that's the background, right? So let's come to some of the myths that existed like while I was in school and all of that. And they say life is you. While I was in school, I hated that statement that there's a real life after school. I usually see it as my whole life is just an entity. So I don't believe that when I leave a phase I am and I move to another phase, that's when I started living the real life. So I feel like everything is just it's more like a chain. They're all combined together. So I don't want to leave this phase and go and live the real life, you know, when I leave this particular phase that I'm in. So I used to hate the statement. I hated Tommy telling me that there's a real life after I get out of school. So then when I got out of school, I think I wrote the piece. I think either this year or last year, the title of the piece was "The Real Life is Actually Real," right? So that was where a lot of things started hitting me, because number one, I never used to believe that there's anything like unemployment, like that you'll never get a job if you don't leave. There's high rate of unemployment. I don't used to believe it. You know, I don't used to believe when they say that smokers are liable to die young. I don't used to believe it because I was not in a circle of people that used to smoke. I didn't know that there were a lot of smokers around, like a lot of smokers, a lot of people that smoke. So a lot of these things, I was shielded from it. Not because I didn't know that they existed, but my mind could not just grasp the fact that I will now leave school, I will not get a job. So it was unimaginable for me that I will not, because those were some of the things that they used to say that unemployment is very really low. Like, if you also want to go to school like this, you know, go get a job. You know, it is very, I cannot think it. It's also difficult for me to imagine that how will I leave school and not get a job, right? So that's one of the things that they say. So when I left school, right, of course I got a job. Like, it was very, very, the first job I got, like, okay, when I left school, immediately we had to serve, like, immediately. Like, the day I did my convocation, the second day I was in camp.
I
spent the whole year. So there was no, there was no, there was no breathing space for me. So me, I finished NYC, I just went home. I went back home and I wanted to take in took some time, like 2 weeks. You know, I was going to just, my plan was just to like, you know, do a retreat. Like, I didn't want to start looking for a job. I just wanted to stay at home and just be, you know. And then after that 2 weeks, I saw a job, whatever, that I wasn't supposed to apply for. I knew I wasn't supposed to apply for that job, but I just did it because I sent my friends a link and all of that. And then I did it. I left the place after 2 weeks, and then I got another place. So, but what I'm saying is that I just could not think, it didn't make sense to me that people can actually be jobless. I'm sorry. That was, so one of the myths, then, first thing to say is that people say that there was high rate of unemployment in Nigeria. Trust me, I never ever believed it. So to me it was something that was very untrue. I only started to believe it when I finally entered the labor market. Now I'm interacting with a lot of persons and I'm realizing that, oh boy, it definitely meant that I was operating a level of faith at the time that killed me through this thing. Because, you know, if I had the mindset I had now when I was in school, if I had the interactions I'm having now when I was in school, like I probably would have had a, like my heart, my faith level, I don't think it would have been able to sustain me, you know, at that time. You get. So that's one of the things that I sort of shift. I don't know where all those things came from, but I think that it was the level of faith I had then. So the reality of it now, there's a reality of it now. I'm not saying I'm not out of faith, you know, but there's a reality of things now that I'm getting to interact with, right? But to me at the time, they don't make sense. So conclusion is that the real life outside of school, there's a real life outside school, definitely, because you're now out of a space where people can have a group of people that can help you to do things. When I was in school, I remember how we'll be together, like, you know, friends, colleagues, we'll just be like, guys in church, we'll be like, oh yeah, guys, let's go and pray. Like, you know, you guys will go and pray like 2 hours. Sometimes we guys will go to the mountain, you know, and spend 10 hours in the mountain. And that was also, you know, people, there are people that to ginger you to do stuff. You know, so the real life outside of school now, who's going to ginger you to do anything? So you have to, like, you know, so that's part of where they tell the student that something they say about no God for yourself at the time. So it started becoming a little bit real, because now, especially when you go to serve, you go to a foreign land, you know, there's really nobody that will be dragging you, except you have to go and plug yourself in another community somewhere there. So these are some of the things that, you know, you start to interact with when you come out of a community. So I feel like the school is like a wall that could guide you. That's if you're in the right place anyway. It's like there's a wall, there are systems that helps you to develop yourself and become a better person. But then when you come out of school, the real world, quote unquote, it sort of become naked. So now you have to start piecing your own clothes together with what you've learned, what you've picked. You have to start piecing your own clothes. You piece your shirts, you look as beautiful as you are with what you've gathered for yourself in the last 4 years. So the real life after school is real, but the real life after school is not as hard or as difficult as they make it seem. Because yes, there is a reality, but there's a reality. But you know, I don't believe some reality should be for everybody, right? So I think I'll just end it there.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you so much. So I want to ask this question too. Chuke Ebuka, you've graduated, and for a while now, yes, you've graduated. I want to ask, being a graduate as you are, have you faced any challenge at all? It might not be something big, but have you seen, apart from you, but have you seen people that maybe your friends have told you, oh, I'm facing this? Do you think after school there are serious challenges people can face, like maybe emotionally, financially, socially, spiritually? Like, are there challenges that one can go through because they are graduates?
Right. Yeah, I said one of the major challenges that I think people face as graduates, because I know there are challenges, of course, when you, as I said earlier, when you start a new phase of anything, whatever the thing is, it's down to the challenge. Yes. So I think the emotional side of it is a major challenge. I think I recently I just had to overcome that part, really, personally, because I found myself thinking, you know, when Jesus says, do not worry, we don't really understand what it means. You think he was just talking to unbelievers? No, he was talking to people that were serious with him too, because you can easily plunge into worry if you're not careful. And I think that is one of the things that come with being a graduate, because there are so many things you've heard before, and then now you don't have any timetable, you don't have any lecture schedule, you don't have anything really. You just, what is guiding you now is like your vision, your purpose, and then you are so encumbered with what is going to happen. How will I do this and how will I do that? It's not really about how will I make money now. It's just about what's in for me, what's next now, what do I do now? So that point where you're thinking and you are wondering and you are you can, you know, jump beyond thinking and you enter into worrying. And then that's really, I have to speak to people, really. I had to speak to two of my very good friends, and then they just, I mean, gave me encouraging words too. So I think the emotional side, I almost every graduate has faced that or will face that.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much. Vera, do you have anything to say? Challenges or, apart from others, you personally, challenges you face and how you dealt with it at some point?
Okay, so personally, I think that the first question that comes to you as a graduate is, what's next after school? What should you be doing with your life after school? And it's really okay if, as a graduate, you've not really like figured it out, like everything. It's a journey. So personally, I told myself, like, I think before, like during my last days in school, I told myself that no pressure zone. So I'm telling you how I'm able to like deal with life after school. So I told myself, like, Vera, you are not in any pressure zone. Because I remember vividly the day I finished my final exams and I posted my picture, I was happy. Then someone just told me I shouldn't be so happy that there is, like, I'm going into the real world. Just like Ola Dimidi said, I should not be so happy that I'm going into the real world. So the person was not trying to, like, feel that fear, that pressure of don't be too excited that you are leaving this phase, because you really don't know what is coming up for the next phase. But because of it's a personal decision that I told myself, I said, like, I'm not in any pressure zone. So in as much as, okay, I might not really like have everything all figured out, it's not like everybody has everything all figured out, but it's like when you're taking that baby steps, as long as you are doing something, like you get active, why waiting? You're not just waiting for the big picture. But why waiting? You're just really, really active. You're spending your time wisely. You're just figuring out things with God on your side. So basically, I'm just in a very, in a no pressure zone. Like, I'm not putting myself under any unnecessary pressure. Even though some days is like, oh my God, like, hey, what am I doing? Like, also, I remember, like, leaving school, and I told myself, I said, school is a cover-up, because, you know, when you're in school, like, you go for lectures, you come back in the evening, you have other things to do, assignments and all of that, but now you're, like, you're outside school, you're not really, like, going for any lectures currently, per se. It's not like, yeah. Oh my God, like, what am I doing? So I used to tell myself then that, school was just a cover-up. So basically, whenever I would listen to this, I'll just tell the person, don't put yourself under any unnecessary pressure. As long as you are taking the baby steps, you have everything all figured out. Nobody has everything all figured out yet.
All right, just briefly, right? You know, Vera said, Vera actually, like, you said very, very interesting things. You know, Vera was talking about no pressure and living your day, like, living every day as it comes, one after the other. I think there's a huge possibility, or there's a huge tendency that we want to figure out everything, like, right now, right now, right now, right now. And the thing is, the pressure is very real. Like, that pressure is very, very real. That project is very, very real. Like, you don't have to actually have a grasp of everything. Like, enjoy the moment now, because you're not going to have an undergraduate twice. Well, that's if you don't want to have a spillover. You're not going to have, be an undergraduate twice. So you don't even have to know the job you're going to have to do after 2 years or after a year that you go home. Like, 2 years, man. I'm in school now. I'm going to enjoy. People tell you that school is very stressful and they want to leave school. Legit, if you finish that year, if you graduate, you will miss that stress. you will so miss it. That's how people tell you that, forget school, that's calm. Those people, they are jealous. People that are finished school, they are jealous because they can't have that experience anymore. So you that are there, like, enjoy the moment now. Forget about the fact that 2 years or 3 years, what job you like to job with, those things be. When that time comes, right, they will figure themselves out. But for now, like, now, do what you can do now. Because a lot of times, this is what you do it now, that, like, it won't create a pedestal for you, that creates a platform for you later. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. No, everything you guys are saying is basically just leading me to this verse in the Bible that says, okay, Chukwu, you want to say something?
Yes, let me just add something.
All right.
Yes. Just to add to what they've said, the pressure is real, like very real. Because I recently just came out of it. I have to be sincere. Mm-hmm. There was last week, I went deep down into this pressure. I was soaked in pressure. I had to speak to people. But then what really helped me, I had to say this, is that I think I just remembered I'm not really being grateful by thinking too much about what next. And I really thank God for where you are now. So I think that is major stuff. People should learn to appreciate as much as you enjoy the moment, appreciate the moment. There are a lot of people that, I mean, they are praying for that moment you're in now, and you are there and you are thinking about what next. Calm down and thank God for the now. Thank God for how far he has brought you. And then, small baby steps, start getting there. But be thankful. I think Thanksgiving is like medicine, finally. Once you are thankful about where you are, you now see possibilities where you are. People are looking about, somebody told me that the most important step with regards to your next step is your current step. I don't know if you get that. Yeah. So he said the most important step with regards to the next step you want to take is your current step. But a lot of people are concerned about the next step I'll take, and then they forget about where they really are. So I think Thanksgiving just as a way of opening your eyes to see the possibilities of where you are and how you can get to where you need to be.
As I was saying before, like, what you guys are just saying, everything you guys are saying is just bringing back this verse in the Bible. No, as I always say to people, God did not just give us the Bible just for it to be read and kept aside. There's a verse for every occasion. There's a verse for every phase in life. Another part where he was saying, do not worry about tomorrow. If you can feed the birds of the earth, then who are you? Like, truly, sometimes we worry too much. That's how you were saying here. We're worrying too much about what's next. Me too, let me tell you the truth, guys. I'm in final year and I've been thinking, so after school, what is happening next? After school. But from today henceforth, no. I'm living the moment now. Let me take care of this final year first before I start thinking about the next phase. Thank you so much. So I want you guys to tell me something. I need these cool stories. You have to think of any fun aspect of life after university, like, has anything happened to you and you're like, oh, more, this is real, like, I'm after school and this is so funny. Any fun aspect, something funny that happened to you recently because of, through with school. Like, I can remember my sister, my senior sister, she kind of has small body. If she listens to this now, she will beat me small. And she has graduated from school, but each time she goes to my youngest sister's school, she's in boarding school, the youngest. The teacher, not each time, she about happened. A teacher will come and meet her and be like, are you not coming to school? Are you not part of us? She has really small body. And she'll be like, no, I'm not. Then she was telling me the last time that she was talking with somebody or something like that. And we were asking her something about her. Is she not going to
to school? Why is she at home? And she was like, I finished NYC. So please, is there any funny experience you would love to share with us about life after university, like something that's happened to you after university?
Let me go first, because I think I have the small stature too, so I can relate.
All right.
Yes. But my own is actually the reverse, so maybe because of the beards too. Thank God I've been keeping my beard. Some people were looking at me in my final year. They did not know I was seeing into the future. So I think when I was coming back home, and so I just noticed people were calling me uncle. And then I remembered when you were going to UNN in your first year, people were asking you, boy, what are you going to go and do there? And now you're coming back, and it's like the change is so visible. Somebody was even asking me if I was going to camp, NYSC camp. I was like, really? Do I look like NYSC person? So that is that. And then recently again, I think the beards has helped me a lot. Just last year, we're supposed to graduate last year anyway. So the COVID was like a rehearsal or a dress rehearsal for me.
Abby?
Yes. So even though, I mean, after school is still not COVID, the difference is there. So, but during the COVID, let me just borrow, a leaf from that. During the COVID, without the beards and all, someone was asking me, when are you taking jam from?
Ah.
I was like, Jesus, I did final year, I beg. And stuff like that. But generally, sir, I think it's been fun, as I said. So anybody listening to this, you're a young guy, you're leaving the university, you have small stature, I beg, go and keep beards. It will help you. It will save you from...
All right, thank you. What about you? Do you have anything? Any fun experience? One or two?
I don't think I can remember anyone except that. Now I remember this one. All right, so when I was in school, right, you can almost not eat whatever you have alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you bought a carton of noodles, it's so definite that you can never finish that carton of noodles alone. Is it if you're a stingy person? Or maybe, because somebody will come and beg you for noodles, you have to give maybe 2 packs, So the first time I bought a carton of noodles and I finished it alone, I was legit feeling very, very bad. I felt like a very stingy person. I felt like at least, seriously, I felt like I could have even given my neighbor at least maybe 2 noodles. Is it 2 sachets out of it or something? So the first time that happened to me, I bought stuff and I finished it alone. I really wasn't feeling myself, because it felt so not like the usual kind of way. So that was the only thing that I can remember. I don't know if that is fun, sir, but that's the only thing I can actually remember that was very, very sorry to me.
Okay, all right. So, all right. Before we go to happen, but I think there might still be something in a sentence. I feel there should be one more thing you would like to tell the listeners right now who are undergraduates, especially the final years that might be feeling tense about life after school, university. Because I remember my coursemate, a coursemate of mine, me too, I don't know. I'm like, Ola Dumeji, I don't really like stress myself, first of all. Or I just believe that life after school will not be bad for me. That's mine. Even though it's nothing too much, but I have a coursemate of mine that almost, I can't really remember how many times she has asked me the same question, but almost every time we meet, it comes up in her discussion, like, so after school, what do you do like this? So after this final year now, what will happen? And I feel she's tensed up concerning this final year, about life after school, and I'm wondering why though, because me, I'm good. So please, in just one sentence, just a very short advice to anyone listening right now that is in final year, even the undergraduate, even the person in first year, something that will help them stay strong right in university, especially Nigerian university. Well, even though we have other people listening from different countries, we're in Nigeria, we know what's happening here. So Vera, will you go first?
Okay. So just like Oladipeji said, enjoy the moment. So this is me telling Nigerian students, see, just enjoy the moment. Focus on the now. Focus on your studies. Like I know it sometimes is really impossible to say, oh, you wouldn't think of what's next after school. But just try to focus on the now. Then secondly, school is not a scam at all. Like, school is not a scam. Then after school, you have some time to rest, at least 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. So as much as it lies within your power, just give your studies your very best. Because if you leave school and maybe you have all the time now in the world, sometimes, like, if you really do not give your studies the very best, you might now start feeling like guilty that, oh, I wish I did this, because you realize that you have all the time in the world to even rest. So just do the work now to enjoy later. Then finally, my advice is, see, develop yourself outside what you are studying. The world now is going towards skill development and all of that. Then find your passion, find what really makes you happy and satisfied.
Okay, thank you. I've got this. Find yourself, find your passion. Because I believe some people come to university, let me say it plainly, to waste their time. You come to school just to read. You've not found your purpose. You don't even know your passion. You don't even know your talent self. And you're leaving school. Okay, let me just keep quiet. Please, who else has anything to say? Like, any advice for anyone listening right now?
All right. So my advice would be, just to buttress on what Bera said, the most important phase of your life is the now phase. Really, it's deceptive. The world will make it seem like what is coming next is the most important, but it's not true. The most important thing you are supposed to do is what you are supposed to do now. Yes. And once, let people know that and let them just put their best to whatever they are doing now. Then please pray. Start praying about your future now. As much, as frequent as you can, please pray about your future. And then finally, I'll still talk about purpose discovery. Find your purpose. I think that's really where you find comfort when you leave school.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, because there's something within, and there's something and there's I'm going to do. It might not have materialized immediately, but it's something within. And what is within is it's like a jackpot. Anytime it can come up and, you know, blow, as they will say. Now, all right, thank God I just remembered. And also, as Vera said, please do very well in your academics. School is not scam. Try to get the best result you can get. If you are listening to me now and maybe you think, hey, first class is not possible again, then try to get the 2-1. If you think 2-1 is not possible again, then please try to get the 2-2. What's in the paper that gives you the opportunity to say what's in the head? When you have interviews in places, they will ask for people with this kind of results. It's when you now have that kind of result and you go there, then you can distinguish yourself by saying what you have upstairs. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. So try as much as you can to get a good result, as much as it's still within your ability. I know God will help you all, in Jesus'
name. Amen. Thank you so much. Please, I would like you guys to share your social media handles. Just, where can my listeners find you? Where can Grow and Glow? I just say Grow and Glow. Where can Grow and Glow listeners find you all on social media? In case they don't ask you a question or something.
Well, on Instagram at @EbukaOG. Ebuka_OG. If you just put Ebuka, you'll see me be Nigeria guy. So Ebuka_OG.
All right.
Yes. And on Facebook is just Chuka Ebuka Ebe, Brian.
All right. Okay. Vera. Oladipeji.
All right. So on IG, you just Olushola Dimeji, like Olushola Dimeji, like Dimeji is double I. And on Facebook, Dimeji Olushola. And yeah, that's all.
Yeah. Okay. On Facebook, it's Vera Jude. Vera Jude, VeraJude. Then on Instagram is Vera, but it's spelled VHE_ERAH.
Okay. It seems like nobody's on Twitter yet. I mean, I don't know. Me, I'm not even on Twitter. Twitter has confused my life. Well, okay. Thank you so much for being here and sharing nice, cool, like, I don't know what to use now. I'm always not good with using words to describe things. I don't even know why. But I know I learned a lot. And I'm sure anybody going to listen to this will learn a lot. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. All right.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Vera.
I said, thank you for bringing money to define like this.
I can. Something huge.
We're expecting something huge.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I'm sure you learned a lot. I'm sure you enjoyed this episode about how life is after school, how it can be, and what you can still do. School no be scam, remember that. And life after university is not that bad still. You can still make it. Thank you so much. Please share this episode on your WhatsApp status. Share this story. That's a story. Share this podcast episode on your WhatsApp status and also on your Instagram stories. Please tag us. Tag grow_podcast. And we have merch on sale. We have our merch on sale. Check it out. Check it out, guys. And I have a surprise for you all in the next episode. So stay tuned. All right. Love ya.